You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes. Yes.
Kicking things off this week on the Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM. Beautiful Blue Sky is the song, and it is from, it is one of two singles so far that have been released for streaming off of the new record from the Montreal band coming out September 18th. If I am not mistaken, Sun Coming Down is what the album's called. Aught is from Montreal, their record last year, Today More Than Any Other Day. It's one of my favorite releases out of Canada. Heard that song for the first time this past Friday on another show here on CITR, The Cat's Pajamas, on every Friday from 11 a.m. to noon. And I've listened to it a good 15 to 20 times since then. And although the band is clearly imitative and the vocal style is clearly drawing the same, you know, word-swallowing style of one particular English alternative rock luminary, I don't mind too much. I'm going to let it slide. I do enjoy their music. At times, possibly a bit much, or you would think it'd be a bit much. All of their songs are about, you know, 6-7 minutes, have these big crescendos and refrains. But most of the time, more often than not, they seem to nail it, so it hasn't yet become tiresome. Yet to be seen what the new album is going to sound like. Again, coming out September 18th. That song, that chorus is just so, so nice. How's the family? Beautiful weather today. Funny seeing you here, etc. It just, it's a distillation of life. How many times do you say, how's it going, or how are you, to somebody during a day, during a week? It's overwhelming. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Vancouver, British Columbia. It is BC Day today. An odd day in multiple ways here at CITR. It's empty because it is a holiday. That's one thing. There is some sort of gathering going on in the Student Union building here today. I can't quite get a grasp of what it is. It's a group of older folks, and the only other real unifying factor I see, they've all just been kind of hanging around, lolling around in the atrium and having lunch and talking in circles. Many of them have fancy, nice cameras. And so I'm wondering if it's some sort of photography enthusiast gathering. And then, to my left, in Studio B, there is a photo shoot going on. So I'm trying not to look over in that direction, to just keep a straight face, look straight ahead. But it's a bit distracting, only because there are all these camera flashes in the corner of my vision consistently. So if I have little breaks in my speech, that might be one of the causes. That used to be at the old station how the phones would ring. They would ring with strobe lights, and so anytime I'm seeing these flashes now, I'm just imagining there's a phone call. But it's a bit stranger than that. In fact, there is a photo shoot going on in our studio, which is great. Okay, today, the main purpose of the show today is to rebroadcast a performance that happened here at CITR last week, last Wednesday, on Sam Squanch's Hideaway, hosted by Anita B. Every other Wednesday, 6:30 to 8, Jerk Jails played live here in studio, and it was terrific. And so I'm going to go ahead and rebroadcast that performance in a bit. I'd say at around 3:20, 3:25 now at this point, I will go ahead and play that for you all. I highly recommend sticking around to listen to that. I'm going to jump into a couple things now before getting to that Jerk Jails performance. Tonight at the Rickshaw, there's a big show of Toronto band called Mets. Hard rock and roll, heavy rock and roll group from Toronto. Next week on this program, in about 2 hours' time, I'm going to head down there and do an interview with Mets. And therefore, next week on this program, we can hear about what Mets is up to and other such nonsense from myself. Along with Mets, there are two bands playing. One of them is also from Toronto. They are known as Dilly Dally, and they have a few singles that they've released, a few 7-inches on Buzz Records, a record label based out of Toronto that I'm a big fan of. So we're going to hear Candy Mountain by Dilly Dally, then a couple other things, and when we get back on the other side, we'll soon be jumping into the Jerk Jails performance. So stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9, and this song is Candy Mountain by Dilly Dally. We'll be right back.
sometimes. I forget about people and you, but I remember the start of everything in my life. I remember the start. If everybody shut up, I would choose. If everybody shut up, I would choose. And we all live in Sandy Candy Mountain.
played that once before on the show. Instinct by the Mutators. Just a brilliant song off of the Emergency Room compilation, which came out 2007, I believe. Lots of great bands on that, including bands like Twin Crystals, which features Jeremiah Hayward on drums. Also, Jeremiah Hayward, a part of the band, Vancouver band Defectors, who is on that compilation. And Jeremiah Hayward's newest project that he's a part of is Jerk Jails, who I mentioned earlier, played here at CITR last Wednesday evening. And in a couple minutes, I'm going to go ahead and rebroadcast that performance for you all. Before I forget, in the background right now, I'm playing some Minimal Violence, project of Ashley Luck and Lita Pauliuk. Don't know how to pronounce the last name. Anyhow, they are releasing their album, their debut record, this Saturday, I believe, or this Friday, August 6th, coming out on Gennaro Records. And you should all go and check it out. I can try and quickly figure out where it is, but I foolishly did not do that beforehand. So anyway, did not want to forget to plug that show. And anything that Gennaro is putting out is always worthwhile. It is an all-female record label, so all the artists are female identified. And let's see, I have it up here now. So it's with Eileen Bryant and DJ Big Bird. Skylight Gallery in Chinatown is where it is, Friday at 8:30. Great. Minimal Violence tape release. It's called Heavy Slave. So for all of you listening, highly recommend going to check that out. Alrighty, also in that set, I started things off with Dilly Dally, playing tonight with Metz at the Rickshaw. I'll have an interview with Metz next week. And in between Dilly Dally and the Mutators, I played a song called They Know by Deaf Wish, which is a group out of Melbourne, Australia. Their newest record is called Pain, and it was just released about a week ago, I believe. Very exciting. And that's all I'm going to say about Deaf Wish. They've been around for 8-9 years or so now. Alrighty. So, on the other side of these messages, going to go ahead and get into the main purpose of this show, the Jerk Jails performance from last week. It's about 18 to 20 minutes, so I will see you on the other side of that. Enjoy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Timber Concerts and CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theatre on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
We'll be right back. Jill, CITR 101.9.
Thank you. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 9 p.m. for the very best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
CITR 101.9 FM, you are still tuned in. If you are still tuned in, hopefully. Just heard the live performance from Jerk Jails from last week, last Wednesday, on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Jerk Jails are Jeremiah Hayward on drums and Catherine Rositis leading the way on guitar and singing for you all. Apparently they also have a bassist or have somebody they want to play bass. Had some troubles. Is American and had to leave Canada because she overstayed her visa or something along those lines. So they're hoping to get her back and playing bass with them to make a three-piece. Right now it's just the duo, Catherine Rositis and Jeremiah Hayward. Very good new band, and only two recordings that you can find right now on SoundCloud. However, they are in the process of recording some more songs and hopefully putting out some sort of physical release, so that's very exciting. If you want to hear the rest of that show, it was, as I said, part of Sam's Conscious Hideaway, and you can go and find the podcast for that. They also did an interview following their performance, played some records, chatted it up a bit with Anita. So if you're interested, go ahead and find Anita's podcast page on CITR.ca. So I'm going to move on here. You're listening right now to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to play some U-Jerks. U-Jerks, an old Vancouver punk band, UJ3RK5. I've had this recommended to me before. Could not find it because I spelled it incorrectly. And I'm playing this now because this is one of the records that Jerk Jails brought in to the show last week. So it's a good transition point. U-Jerks has a self-titled EP of sorts from 1980, and this is the A side. The song is called The Anglican, here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is religion, your Anglican religion. Definition of Anglican religion: a big cross and a pigeon, subject to infinite repetition, such as the Anglo vision. A-frame church touches the sky. Anglican guy asks why. Okay, here's why. This is church. This is a steeple. Open your hands.
Latrina Lou.
Last one you heard was the Gun Club, a song called Devil in the Woods off of their record Miami. Was first turned on to that song by the cover that the Defectors, Vancouver band Defectors, does of it on their latest tape, Black Dreams. They have a cover of that song, Devil in the Woods, and it is both their version and the original version absolutely terrific. Listening right now to Animal Bodies, who had a great record last year that was a station favorite for sure, personal favorite of mine as well. Friends of the program, Animal Bodies. They were on the show a few months back, can't remember exactly the time, I think earlier this year. They are playing on Wednesday at the Hindenburg, August 5th, with some other industrial goth bands, Vows with two W's from LA, Weird Candle from right here in Vancouver, and Girlfriends and Boyfriends is the last part of that show. So it should be a bleak but thrilling, tempting, sensual evening, possibly. Perverse undertones, certainly. Minimum you'll have at that show. So head out to that, should be good. Haven't seen Animal Bodies in a bit, so that should be a good show. As I mentioned earlier, this Saturday, another big thing is the Minimal Violence tape release in Chinatown. And this Thursday here on CITR at 2 p.m., Morning Coup will be playing live at the station. The cover girl of the latest Discorder magazine, Morning Coup, will be here in person playing us some music. And her record is coming out in about a week or two, August 15th, I believe. The debut Morning Coup full length will be coming out. So I'm trailing over my time now. Last few weeks, there has not been anything following me up, so I felt that I could take my time, and I took the risk, and I was rewarded. It's 4:01, and I'm still here. The only person at the station right now. It's a bit bizarre. Anyway, the other, the last show that's happening this week, not the last, there's a ton of stuff that I haven't mentioned, obviously. This Sunday, Lust for Youth from Copenhagen is coming to play. Is it the Cobalt? I can't remember, but you can easily look it up. Lust for Youth will be playing with Coban, Spectres, and Flowers and Fire. So I'm going to play a track by Lust for Youth to close things off called Behind Curtains off of their not their latest release, but the one before called Growing Seeds. which came out on Sacred Bones Records. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Jerk Jails for coming out last week. Hope you all enjoyed the performance. If you missed it, you can check out the podcast of this show in the near future. This program is called The Burrow. Or go and check out the original performance, which was on Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which would also include a nice interview and chat with the band. Tune in this Thursday to hear Morning Coup, and head out to the Rickshaw tonight, CITR-sponsored show. Mets with Big Ups and Dilly Dally should be a good one. And I'll have an interview with Mets here on the Pro next week. All right, time for me to stop. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. This is Lust for Youth with Behind Curtains.